one bedroom to the other, which was awful. And then when they built a second bathroom in the back of the house, when they built, they put two more bedrooms on, and that had a shower in it. So it helped immensely. But there was very little storage space. We had a pantry when they built on the extra room. They built a pantry on the house so that my parents had plenty of storage space in that house.
Especially with the vegetables, you need extra storage space.
Yeah, yeah, because they canned. We canned food. Vegetables, yeah.
In the bedrooms then, where did you store your clothes?
In the minuscule closet.
Okay.
And then any dressers that we had.
Yeah, dressers too. Yeah. Okay. How about storage underneath the first floor or above?
The house was a one-story house on a foundation. There was no storage. In fact, I think we used that porch that I was talking about that was added on the back, that slab. There was storage back there.
Yeah.
They used it for that. And we had a garage until it burned down. My brother playing with matches.
Oh, lovely. That's a boy thing. Okay. How about the word for the top of that house? The top outside.
You mean the shingles?
Yes. What do those make up?
Sometime, probably, let's see, I was married in 50. Probably in right after 45, I think they put asbestos shingles on it.
Oh.
And because a lot of homes like that have asbestos shingles on it.
Not stucco.
No. But the house has now been stuccoed. So, anyway, that's, but it was a wood frame house on a foundation. You know, they made them well in those days. I think they paid $3,000 for that. We sold it. I can't remember what year we sold it, but I'm going to say around 1980. And I think we sold it for the property rather than the house for about $93,000.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Land is so scarce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the house was a half a block away from the grammar school. And a half a block away from a bus line. So that whole neighborhood, that neighborhood in Burbank has it's zoned so there are no apartments above Kenneth Road, which is the street that goes across street. And so that whole neighborhood has remained good. And if you drive up into that whole neighborhood, there are very few original homes. There have mostly been knockdowns and new homes put up.
So precious.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Good thinking.
I don't recognize the neighborhood sometimes when I go in there. I'll drive up once in a while. Kind of, the house is still there.
Who knows what it's worth now?
I don't want to know.
Don't even think about it because who could have imagined? And you take off the animals. Okay. The entrance, how many entrances to the house were there?
There was a front door and a back door.
Okay, and if one of them was open and you wanted a family member to close it and say, hey, so-and-so.
Shut the door.
Okay.
That was a very common thing. Shut the door.
Shut the door, yes, right. Five.
Yeah.